Simon Shin Mem Tes, Seif Gimel. The Mechaber says that a person could pick up a chayfetz, an item of Shrabim, walk less than 4 amas and give it to his friend. Then his friend could walk less than 4 amas and give it to his friend, etc., etc. Even the item is going very far, many mil of Shrabim, as long as you're careful not to take the item out of its tchum. And Mishnah Berurah explains that even though one person, we're going to have students say, hey, one person is not allowed to walk less than 4 amas, stop, I walk less than 4 amas and stop, etc., etc., because we're afraid he's going to end up carrying, one of the times, end up carrying Dalad Amos in one shot without stopping in between. Here, since there's many people in between, so therefore the first Shittin Shulchan Aruch holds, that's Mutter. Each person is on less than 4 amos, and one person less than 4 amos we had already in Sefalah, that's Mutter. Now, you just have to be careful not to take the item out of its Tchum. Now, typically, the item which has the owner, it gets the Shvisis Kalim has the Tchum of the owner, and cannot go more than 2,000 amos where it started off. So the way you go 100 mil, either it's Lavdavka, doesn't really mean 100 mil, or it's talking about an article of Hefker. It doesn't have a Bailam, and therefore there's no Shvisa on the item. It can go more than 2,000 Amos. In that case, the Achronim say, be careful that nobody shall Kavana when they pick up the item, or they hold on to the item in their step in between over here, to be Koinet, because one person will have to be Zeichonet, then it gets his Tchum, and it can't go out of his 2,000 Amos. This is the first Shittin Shulchan Aruch holds that's Mutter to Pachas, Pachas Amos, it's through different people, multiple people, different people each time. B'Elach brings a Shaila of two people can do it back and forth, Ruvim at the Shimon, back to Ruvim, back to Shimon, back to Ruvim at the Shimon. Says that the Pribugam is mashba. That's Mutter, but the Be'er Lacha challenges that. It feels that it could be that it's only okay if it's different people each time, every time a new person. Then the Mechaber says, there's a Shittis B'Shenim holds its Aser, to do one person the next up to less than 4 amos, and to the next person. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, this Shittis that's Machmer holds it's even worse than one person doing Pachas Pachas Dal Amos, one person doing less than 4 amos and stopping, less than 4 amos and stopping. Because one person doing Pachas Pachas Dal Amos, although we're going to have it say, hey, that's Aser, are exceptions when it's Mutter. Mishach Shalem Bederach, if he was stuck on the road at the beginning of Shabbos, or Mitzvah Tefillin, someone finds Tefillin on the side of the road. So the Shittah holds that's Usher through many people, holds Usher even in those circumstances, because this Shittah holds that's a bigger Zilus of the Shabbos, bigger beside the Shabbos. So we have two extreme Shittah, so to speak. We have a Shittah that holds Mutter Chathchila, since it's different people every time, and we have a Shittah that holds that's Usher, and Usher, even in those exceptions, one person will be allowed to do it. Here it's worse, because so many people are involved, it's a bigger beside the Shabbos. And then the Mas is looking at some Mishnah of Sif Membeis, and over there, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, so the Mechaber goes like the Mekilim, that's okay. However, Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a Dvar Rishus, it's not for Mitzvah, it's Tamazai, it's better to go like the Machmirim and not do this trick of different people every 4 amas. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that which we say over here in Shulchan Aruch, that according to the first Shita and the main Shita, you could have one person next up to 4 amas, it's only within Rishab or within Kamalus. But to get the item out from Shiochid to Rishab or Kamalus, or from Shabbat comes into Shiochid, there it's not going to help. And therefore he says it's not right what many Kehillahs do, certain Kehillahs do, at least in Shabbos, that they bring the Sefer Torah to the shul, they go through the street, they do this trick, and they get it between the streets of Karmelis, between the Karmelis and Shiochid, they try to do Pachas without Amos. It doesn't help. It doesn't help for this. In fact, when Shabbat brings in the Taz, it holds even the Goy, will be also do like that. Lamaisa, that's not so Pasha, that would be a problem, because it could be a Vaterim over here, Shos Tashos, Malka Mitzvah, but that's beyond the scope of this discussion. Sif Dal, the Mechaber discusses a case where two people are 6 amos away from each other. And since we said a person can carry up to 4 amos in each direction, they have 2 amos of overlaps. The Mechaber says they could sit and they could eat together in the middle if they have their own food with them, because those 2 amos are fine as long as no one carries out of their 4 amos. Then the Mechaber discusses if 3 people and the middle ones in between, let's say the 2 external people at the ends are 8 amos away from each other. So the fellow in the middle, he could eat with either of the 2 external people because his Dal Amos overlap with the 2 of them because he has 4 amos in each direction. But they cannot eat with each other. So that's the halacha, that everyone just has their Dal Amos, and if you eat with someone good, and if not. So if hey, the Mechaber says, what we mentioned already, that's also for one person to go pops the Amos, up to 4 amos and stop, up to 4 amos and stop, even ben Hashmashas, which is more kal, we make with Shvus ben Hashmashas sometimes, at least for Tzarech Mitzvah here, where Mamachmer is afraid he could easily come to a mistake, so I'm going to do 4 amos one time, it's real kashash, and I'm coming to the Raisa, and therefore we take it more seriously. And even the Karmelis, again, Karmelis Drabon, and still what's Aser Shrabim is typically Aser in the Karmelis as well. And the Mishnah Berurah just points out that this Pachas Pachas Amos means that the stop in between was he stopped to rest in between. But if he just stopped to readjust the package, that's not even called Pachas Pachas Amos. That's called real Amos. It's not considered Hanoch in between. It's considered one straight walking, and he even Chayav Chatish that. And the Sharetzin discusses if you stop not to rest, not to adjust the package. Let's say someone needs to use the Bezakisa or something like that. And that the Sharetzin is Noita, that is considered a stop, and therefore would be considered Pachas Pachas Dal Amos, therefore not be the Raisa, but still have this Isser Drabanan.